The harpsichord produces the sound in a different way from the piano. In the piano, there is a hammer striking the key. And in the harpsichord, there is a quill. In Bach's times, it was quills cut from birds' feathers, the raven especially. You can speak of the harpsichord as an automated guitar in that sense that the string is plucked and not struck. This is a North German instrument built in the town of Hamburg, and maybe the way to characterize it is Hamburg was also an important center of organ building in the 17th and 18th century, and this harpsichord tries to convey as much of an organ's richness as possible. Of course, the Goldberg variations is the guideline. Certain variations are clearly, you can say, orchestral pieces requiring all the registers. There is the important axis of symmetry in the middle. The whole piece consists of 30 variations, and after number 15, there is a caesura, and number 16 starts, so to speak, again with the French ouverture, which is the most orchestral piece. So that is the piece where I do use all stops. Other variations are very intimate and affettuoso or sad. That is somehow the darkest spot of the whole cycle, where I use for the accompaniment a very nasal and narrow and nearly oppressed sounding register, and a freer, more rounder sound for the melody. And you have a device damping the strings slightly so that the sound gets more similar to a lute. And as you have on the whole 32 movements, meaning the aria at the beginning and at the end, framing 30 variations, you have a lot of opportunity to show different tone colors. And it is not only for, let's say, the pleasure of diversity, but you can also, in that very long cycle of 1 hour 20 minutes, you can also highlight certain important points, certain climaxes and certain stillnesses, certain stops or hesitations by the registration. So it is also for guiding the listener a little bit through the labyrinth of the long, long form. if you ask me, there are surely many works by Bach which can work wonderfully well on the modern piano. But the Goldberg variations lose a whole level of structure and also intellectual wit and esprit if played on piano. I don't want to say no pianist should be allowed any longer to play it, but certain jokes will not be able to come out on a piano. Listen to Variation 17. That's a variation where the two hands run against each other, and that surely is a scherzo in music. After having composed 350 probably church cantatas in his first years in the new position as director of the church music in Leipzig, Bach nearly completely stops composing anything for the church. He only recycles, and for the last 15 years of his life you see him composing much less, and actually he composes these very complicated, complex works which are esoteric studies of certain compositional problems he gives himself. And probably with an idea, dear colleagues, if there's anyone among you who can do something similarly complicated, please come forward and do it. And maybe the first of these late pieces composed in all privacy are the Goldberg variations. In a way, it is what music meant to him. These works represent his personal statement of what he thinks music should and can do. In speaking about works like this, you can hardly help but overemphasizing the intellectual aspect, because this is the aspect which is more easily put in words. But of course, it is a very emotional piece all the same. If it would only be a calculation, it would not be interesting. But it is a very emotionally dense piece, and the popularity nowadays of that work proves that people, even without being able to follow some of the complicated constructions, can enjoy it.